Welcome to the Holistic Matters podcast. In this episode of Medicinal Herbs, naturopathic clinician Angela Highwood talks with host Sarah Labrum-Blaschka about the holy herb of the Middle East, also known as the seed of immortality. Black cumin seed originates from the Mediterranean region and is known for its content of terpenoids, particularly thymoquinone, and fatty acids, which give rise to a plethora of health properties.
So today we're going to dive into black cumin or Nigella sativa, sometimes referred to as the holy herb of the Middle East. And so we're really excited to have this conversation around it and really get into all the key aspects of it. And I am joined today with our fabulous naturopathic herbalist from Australia, Angela Highwood, who's going to help us walk through what is Nigella sativa, or as we often say, black cumin seed, and how does it have an effect? So, Angela, what is it? What is this exciting herb that we're going to discuss tonight?
Well, this herb or this magical holy seed has become so close to my heart. It's something that I honestly couldn't practice without anymore. I use it absolutely every day in my clinical practice. And as we're going to see, the question should be, what does this little magic holy seed not do? It's got such a broad use of clinical activity and history and culture and depth and tradition. It's such a valuable and humble tiny little seed. Now, we've all probably actually eaten it without even realizing we've eaten it. You know, when you buy Turkish bread and there's those little black seeds on top of Turkish bread, well, that's actually Nigella. Can you relate to what I'm talking about? Those beautiful little seeds. They've got a really beautiful, interesting taste about them. They look and feel and taste almost like a poppy seed, but boy, do they pack a punch when it, you know, comes to medicinal effect. So I love that, you know, they have been used in food as medicine culture so strongly as, you know, a seed, a herb or a spice, whatever you want to call it, around the world. It's just incredible. So black cumin seeds' origins are from the Mediterranean region, and it's been so widely used in culture for as long as culture can record that it's become almost seen to be this little seed of immortality. They're really notable for their contents of terpenoids, that's the active constituent, particularly thymoquinolone and fatty acids, which are the driving constituents, particularly the thymoquinolone, to give rise to this sort of plethora of health properties. So that's what scientists have pinned down to be the magic component, the really medicinal component of the black cumin seed.
We've seen that kind of black cumin seed has this like rich, long history, as you mentioned, and has a cultural significance. Can you expand upon that and kind of tell us where it got its start, who was using it, you know, first and started to see these medicinal properties of it?
Absolutely. So it's been used worldwide, but as I've mentioned, it's really, it natively grows in the Mediterranean areas. So the Mediterranean is where it has its origins. If you look back in traditional medicine systems and cultures, it's been used in medicine systems like the Unani, the Tib, the Ayurvedic system, and the Siddha systems. So these systems of medicine are all, you know, as old as, like, for example, traditional Chinese medicine, if not potentially even outdating TCM. So the seeds and the oil have a long history in folklore usage, you know, as medicine, but also, as I'd mentioned, in cooking and cuisine and food culture. And black cumin seed was almost like the cure-all, particularly in Iranian medicine, that they'd almost go to first. But it's been widely used in different medicine systems, interestingly, for similar types of disease or ailments. and we'll touch upon those sort of in more depth later. The Islamic literature does consider the black cumin seed to be the greatest form of healing medicine. So that's how highly regarded it is in Islamic medicine culture. And it was written even the sort of prophecies about medicine as well. So highly regarded.
How were they using it in these cultures? What were the traditional uses of it?
So the traditional uses are wide and many and broad. So, you know, I've got quite a list of bullet points here for you. So it's always been used as a heart tonic and particularly an antihypertensive. So, you know, we could almost call this one of Mother Nature's, you know, first blood pressure medications. It's also an incredible liver tonic, diuretic. Because the black cumin seed is rich in, you know, essential oil as well, it's a really beautiful carminative and digestive. It also is astringent, so checks diarrhea. So if people are getting, you know, gastros or, you know, I think, you know, in days gone by, parasites or bugs, it would help regulate and support digestive function. It's an appetite stimulant for those who are failing to thrive. It's also analgesic in properties, so it helps to reduce pain and inflammation. Antibacterial, it's been traditionally used in dermatology for skin disorders. But I guess one of its areas of, you know, in our modern world that we live in today, which I suspect was less of a problem hundreds and thousands of years ago, is diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and insulin resistance. So these, I think we'd all agree, are, you know, like metabolic syndrome's a modern disease of lifestyle, right? And black cumin seed has many research papers really highlighting its brilliance for blood sugar regularity. So it's one of now my first go-to herbs for metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. So wide and varied clinical actions. But one of the things that's so beautiful, like it's still a reasonably new herb to me. I've only been using this in clinical practice around about 5 years out of my 25 years of practice. But it's become so familiar and so precious to me so quickly. I literally think about it as one of my first line herbs for most cases. And reach for it, you know, as a first line top 10 medicine in my practice.
We talked a lot about the traditional and you touched on some of the research that has been done in glucose management. But where other areas of research is emerging? I know like black cumin seed, I often see new evidence that is coming all the time in a variety of areas. So what would be some of those kind of new research areas that we're seeing black cumin seed having evidence and research behind it?
Oh my goodness. If you do, you know, PubMed research, you know, citation sort of call up for black cumin seed, you could spend, you know, weeks and weeks pouring through the volume of research that's been done around this plant. It is one of the most heavily researched botanicals of all botanical medicines in the plant kingdom, which is interesting in itself, I think. And time after time after time, you see positive outcomes in clinical studies associated with this plant. So it's highly evidence-based. And I love this because it's where, you know, hundreds of years of tradition coming from even different culture to show us how to use this plant. Tradition and culture have showed us how it works and evidence has just now confirmed, oh, yes, indeed, it actually does work and it is clinically effective. So extensive studies have been carried out, you know, from various researchers with a wide spectrum of its pharmacological actions. So research, this is a long list as well, is research with diabetes, cancer, immune modulation, even common viral conditions that we're seeing in our world right now. Mm-hmm. Pain studies, antimicrobial studies, anti-inflammatory studies, respiratory health studies. It's a spasmolytic and a bronchodilator for the lungs. Hepatoprotective activities. So it's, you know, got research around its ability, similarly to milk thistle or silymarin, to help support and repair liver function. Likewise with renal function, it's excellent for the gastrointestinal system, and many a study have shown that. And then it's got very powerful antioxidant studies based in clinical research as well. So honestly, due to the like miraculous healing powers of this magic, amazing little humble black seed, it's now taken its place among the top ranked evidence-based botanical medicines worldwide. Pretty impressive, right?
Amazing, right? How it kind of has just really taken off. And as we think about it more, it's really that marriage, right, of that traditional use plus the evidence that has supported it. I mean, we see that in kind of turmeric too, but I think this has like the same kind of almost support behind it. It's really exciting. So let's dive kind of in the one area that I think we see the most research in, you know, that kind of metabolic syndrome, that combination of, you know, glucose management, lipid management, and how would then you would think about utilizing black cumin in those kind of metabolic cardiovascular patients?
Absolutely. There's a particularly strong level of evidence around black cumin seed for diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and hyperlipidemia. So one particular study that was conducted in 2017 concluded that black cumin seed over the course of time significantly reduced glycosylated hemoglobin, which is a really long-term diabetes risk marker. And the average blood glucose levels and insulin regulations were vastly improved with patients with diabetes with the black cumin trial group. It also decreased insulin resistance, stimulated cellular activity, and decreased the intestinal absorption of insulin in this particular trial. So it's more far-reaching than just having an impact on reducing glycosylated hemoglobin. It can do that by virtue of actually cleaning up a lot of metabolic derangement in the background. So I do think it's come to light to rescue us from the modern health crisis, which is, you know, what I think we would all agree to be starts as metabolic syndrome and works its way to type 2 diabetes. And meta-analysis have showed that the findings with black cumin seed could be a very powerful adjunctive support for those already on anti-diabetic oral medications to, in fact, make those medications work better. So interesting, like herb-drug synergy and herb-drug benefit for those particular patients. So think about it in that respect as well. I know that sometimes we can all feel a bit nervous around prescribing herbs when patients are on pharmaceutical drugs. And this is such a clear example of actually how much that patient benefits from the synergy of the herb and the drug together. I will really always use black cumin seeds synergistically with a host of other plants that have got really strong evidence basis with metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, you know, diabetes, dyslipidemia. And the other herbs that I love to combine it with are like high potency berberine, which comes from the plant philodendron. There's such good evidence basis also around berberine for blood glucose regulation, lowering glycosylated hemoglobin, reducing dyslipidemia, and giving cardioprotection. And then gymnema is the core herb for really rescuing the pancreatic cells. It's a trophorestorative organ protector and restorer for the endocrine cells, the islet cells in the pancreas that produce insulin. So I use a lot of, as I said, that combo of black cumin seed, philodendron to give us the berberine, and gymnema for that metabolic syndrome, insulin resistant, and or diabetic patient group.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't not talk about the gut, right? Because we know everything kind of like starts with the gut, and my favorite topic of the microbiome. So I know there's research with black cumin in both of those areas. So maybe let's just talk a little bit about how black cumin could be utilized in applications with somebody with some gut dysfunction and how it can have an effect on the microbiome.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a bit of a microbiome, you know, lover as well. I find myself every day in clinical practice saying to patients, I really think we should do a microbiome mapping and really understand more about your microecology and, you know, your microbiomes, an essential co-pilot to the health of your life. So I agree with you. I'm a bit microbiome.
We can geek out on this all night, right?
Oh, it is just fantastic. And black cumin has huge benefits in digestive health overall. It's been shown to protect the intestinal mucosa, suppress the growth of potentially harmful gut microbiota, and also prevent LPS-induced depression-like behavior in an animal study. So think about that for, you know, poor microbiome, LPS issues, and then the mental health consequences as well. It's really fascinating. And this is, again, all due to the core active constituent of interest, which is the thymoquinolone coming from the black cumin seed. So for my gut patients or anywhere where I'm looking really to improve microbiome health, I'm using black cumin seed for dyspepsia, poor appetite, flatulence, colic, diarrhea, and that can be associated with, of course, gut bugs, parasites. There's some research around it for ulcerative colitis, and there's really strong levels of evidence and research around it for simple dysbiosis management to be a big part of that weed and feed protocol. It's also got research around treatment of worm infestations. So really, digestively, when in doubt, you can't go wrong by, you know, prescribing or including black cumin seed into a treatment plan.
As we kind of think about the microbiome, of course, that leads us to the role of the gut and immune. But then beyond just, you know, the gut, we see that there is evidence around black cumin and other immune factors and allergy and so on. So where do you see that kind of, in some of its emerging research, where do you see that in kind of an integrated practice having an effect?
Okay, so you probably, like me, because we love a bit of research, be seeing that mast cell activation syndrome is one of the new kids on the block in terms of, you know, disorders and pathology. So mast cell activation syndrome is when you get like an oversensitivity of the mast cells, they degranulate, and their weaponry, their arsenal is histamine. So they dump a whole lot of histamine into the body, and then you get the flow-on consequences of high histamine load, which is, you know, allergic rhinitis, itchiness, pruritus, any of those atopic type presentations, high mast cell release of histamine as well. Histamine can drive headaches, migraines, muscle aches, joint pain, period pain, bowel inflammation and pain, loose bowels. The list goes on. So black cumin seed has really good research around almost being one of Mother Nature's antihistamines by stabilizing the integrity of mast cells and basophils, similarly to that of like Albizia and Bakewell skullcap, for example. Therefore, really supporting that mast cell's function to degranulate and release histamine when actually required, but not releasing histamine in this oversensitive way. So think about it as an antihistamine. It's absolutely brilliant for mast cell activation syndrome, allergic rhinitis, and any histamine-mediated pathology that affects the patient. From that immunological perspective as well, for that, you know, very nasty global viral infection that's going around the world, black cumin seed's been trialled actually for the treatment of this specific virus that shall remain unnamed, with actually good outcomes. So think about it for immunological support through this time in our stage in history as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of interesting and emerging science in regards to its role in immune function, and specifically that mast cell function is a really fascinating. So we couldn't get through a podcast without having some discussion on female health. Angela, we know that that's a topic that we always seem to come back to. And, you know, as we talked about kind of blood glucose management, it leads us to things like PCOS and other kind of hormone function. So how can black cumin have that effect on kind of overall hormone gynecological applications?
Absolutely. You know, me and women's health and hormones, that's why I get up out of bed every day. I absolutely love it. So, of course, there is absolutely amazing gynecological application for black cumin seed as well. So let's first talk about dysmenorrhea. So good old-fashioned period pain may or may not be associated with endometriosis, is often associated with a histamine load. Now, there's some interesting concept and research around the fact that the higher the estrogen is, so estrogen dominance destabilizes the mast cells. So when you're estrogen dominant, the mast cells can degranulate and dump histamine, which can make that luteal phase, which is more the estrogen sort of dominant phase of the cycle, so higher estrogen, particularly if the progesterone is not really as good as it should be, can lead to the headaches, the migraines, the loose bowels, the period pain type presentation. So this is something that I see, identify, and then I will integrate black cumin seed into treatment protocols for girls with like histamine-based, you know, period pain. There's a big histamine and endometriosis link as well. So the clinical features from the gynecological perspective is look for headaches, look for period pains, look for premenstrual migraines, look for loose bowels with the period. They're all these high histamine signs. And estrogen dominance, the big link there, estrogen dominance leads to higher risks of mast cell activation syndrome, essentially. So it's critically important we manage it from this antihistamine approach. Now, black cumin seed, we've got to remember, is not a drug. It doesn't block histamine. It actually improves the health and the stability of the mast cells in order to create regulation. So for endometriosis, dysmenorrhea, luteal phase, headaches, migraines, period pain, I'll often prescribe it concurrently with herbs and whole foods to really reduce that net estrogen load, clean up the estrogen and support liver function. So I really love it in combination with herbs like rosemary and Shisandra and milk thistle, for example. And then, of course, a big component of cleaning up estrogen in the body is going to be our brassica concentrates as well. So I also use black cumin seed adjunctively for polycystic ovarian syndrome, given that obviously PCOS has quite a strong then connection with insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. So black cumin seed's a perfect adjunct in that support as well. And then I also use it for low thyroid function and poor liver function adjunctively in treatment plans there as well. But the major, I guess, go-to from that gynecological aspect is wherever you're seeing histamine problems induced by estrogen dominance, think black cumin. And when you're also seeing a cycle and hormonal derangement associated with insulin resistance or that PCOS subset, think black cumin seed as a powerful adjunct there as well.
As we talked, you know, it has so many well-researched and traditional uses that really, you know, as you said, can have this effect where you're thinking, oh, maybe I should use it for XYZ patient, right? Because there's so many of them, so many effects that it can have. And so, I mean, what an amazing little tiny herb that can make such a powerful punch.
It really is, you know, I love that it's called the holy seed because really it is larger than life. I mean, it can improve human health so much and it's so humble. And I love that it's come from a food as medicine tradition. So, you know, it's not difficult to use black cumin seeds in your diet. They're delicious. You can put a teaspoon a day, you know, over salads or on top of soups or things like that. So think about it not only as, you know, yes, we can take it as a supplement and it's, you know, marked for high levels of actives, and can pack a good punch medicinally, but think about it in that traditional food as medicine application and go to a market and buy a bag of black cumin seeds and start using them. They're delicious.
Yeah, right. They have such an amazing flavor. I know even just the smell of them are just lovely. So, well, thank you so much, Angela. This was so impactful to, you know, talk about this tiny little seed that can really, as you said, pack a punch. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Holistic Matters podcast, our medicinal herbs series. To learn more about black cumin seed, go to holisticmatters.com. That's holistic with a W.